This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. One of the famous ahadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, من تواضع لله رفعه الله. Any person who will display humility for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will surely grant him honor, respect and dignity. On a general note, we try, we encourage, we exhort one another to practice and implement humility. But today specifically, I want to address the aspect of humility amidst authority. So an employee wanting to engage with his employer, or a poor person approaching someone of wealth, prominence and status, how do you conduct yourself in that position of authority? And I share with you an amazing and riveting narrative and tale of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, karramallahu wajha. Ibn Asakir rahimahullah says that a person came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and he said, inna li ilayka haja, O Ali radiallahu anhu, I have a particular need from you. Rafa'tuha ila Allahi qabla an arfa'aha ilayk. I have presented my need to the Almighty first and now I am presenting my request to you. فَإِنْ أَنْتَ قَضَيْتَهَا حَمِدْتُ اللَّهَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَقْضِهَا حَمِدْتُ اللَّهَ وَعَذَرْتُكَ. If you are willing to aid me and assist me, then I will thank Allah and be grateful to you. And if you are unable to assist me, I will still thank Allah and I will excuse you. Now this was a position of authority where he was asking, he was begging, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was now deciding if he could assist him, etc. in the context of this union. Look at the humility of Ali radiallahu anhu. The narration of Ibn Asakir, Ali radiallahu anhu said, "Uktub ala al-ard, fa inni akrahu an ara dhull as-su'ali fi wajhik." Will you kindly communicate your request by writing it down, because I dislike seeing humiliation on your forehead or you humbling yourself before me. So whatever your need is, just write it down. I will observe on the note and then we'll take it from there. Allahu Akbar. Many of us would want, you know what, drop your tone, change your posture, humble your demeanor, sit here, wait here. No. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, I dislike seeing humiliation. So he said, inni muhtaj, I am in need, I'm a destitute, I need help. Ali radiallahu anhu said, okay, alayya bihulla. He ordered that an entire uniform of clothing be brought, an upper garment and a lower garment, and then he gifted it to the individual. So the individual was a very intelligent person and a very wise man. He responded in poetry in the following words. He said, كَسَوْتَنِي حُلَّةً تَبْلَى مَحَاسِنُهَا فَسَوْفَ أَكْسُوكَ مِنْ حُسْنِ الثَّنَى حُلَلَى إِنْ نِلْتَ حُسْنَ ثَنَائِي نِلْتَ مَكْرُمَةً وَلَسْتَ تَبْغِي بِمَا قَدْ قُلْتُهُ بَدَلًا إِنَّ الثَّنَاءَ لَيُحْيِي ذِكْرَ صَاحِبِهِ كَالْغَيْثِ يُحْيِي نَدَاهُ السَّهْلَ وَالْجَبَلَى. That surely كَسَوْتَنِي حُلَّة, you have clad me with clothes, تَبْلَى مَحَاسِنُهَا, but soon it will fade, فَسَوْفَ أَكْسُوكَ مِنْ حُسْنِ الثَّنَى حُلَلًا. I don't have wealth or clothing to reciprocate, but I will lavishly praise you. Inna thana'a la yuhyi dhikra sahibihi. Surely great praises revives the legacy of a person. Kalghaythi yuhyi nadahu as-sahla wal-jabala. Just like how rain revives the earth. And then in the final stanzas, he conveyed a message to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu as well. And by extension to each one of us that today we share it. He said, لَا تَزْهَدِ الدَّهْرَ فِي خَيْرٍ تُوَفَّقُهُ فَكُلُّ عَبْدٍ سَيُجْزَى بِالَّذِي عَمِلَى. Do not abandon a good, even if people don't acknowledge you, because Allah will reward you. So what's the message, my brother? Humility. In English, they say humility is strange. Just when you claim it, you lost it. May Allah bless us with true humility. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.